Malachim Beis Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph Vehiram Vehi Yehoram Ben Achav Melech Yisrael B'Shomrim Vayimloch Shtayim Esrei Shanim. That the king Yehoram son of Achav ruled over Yisrael and Shomron and he ruled for 12 years. The Das Sofer points out Yehoram was unique from many of the other kings of Yisrael because Yehoram grew up in the time when there was peace between the king of Yehuda Yehoshaphat and the king of Yisrael. Yehoram also was alive in the time period of Eliyahu HaNavi, who had tremendous spiritual influence on the generation. However, on the other hand, Yehoram's mother was Izebel, who was considered an evil person. The Das Sofer continues, given the circumstance, it seemingly would have been difficult for Yehoram to do tshuva. Yehoram continued to perpetuate sin in Yisrael. Initially, Mesha, king of Moab, had paid Achav 200,000 sheep and rams. When Achav died, the king of Moab went against Yisrael. Yehoram gathered a large army together and asked Yehoshaphat, king of Yisrael, king of Yehuda, for his help in battle. Yehoshaphat consented. They decided to travel through the desert of Edom. In Pasuk Tes, Yehoshaphat, Yehoram, and the king of Edom traveled together through the desert. However, in 7 days' time, they ran out of water for themselves and their animals. Yehoram thought Hashem orchestrated they run out of water because Hashem had wanted to have them die and punish them. Yehoshaphat inquired if any true prophets were around. All three kings then traveled to Elisha. Upon reaching Elisha, Elisha spoke harshly to Yehoram, saying, What do you want from me? Go to your mother and father's idols. Maybe they can help you. Elisha related, If not for Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, who I have respect for, I wouldn't even dare to look at you, Yehoram. The Gemara in Megillah, Chofres Amar Aleph, explains, why wouldn't he even look at Yehoram's face? Because it's forbidden to gaze at the face of a rasha. In Pasuk Tezvav, Ve'ata kichuli menagen, Elisha said, now bring for me a musician. Ve'yakin nagen ha-menagen, v'tihi alav yada, yad Hashem. And when the musician starts to play, the hand of Hashem will come upon me. Rashi in the Metzudas explained, Elisha lost his prophecy momentarily because he was angry at Yehoram. Therefore, he needed music to make him happy again. The Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Beis explains, prophecy only rests on someone who's happy. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, it's a big mitzvah to be happy. As sadness, depression, come from the sign of impurity, we need to strengthen ourselves with all our strength by being happy and singing Negunim, Jewish music to Hashem. Notice, our pasuk here says, Kinagin haminagin, which literally seems to indicate kinigun haminagin, when the musician actually becomes one with the music itself, as the word nigin stands for nun gan, meaning nun 50, and gan, the garden of Gan Eden, the 50th levels of Gan Eden, that a nigin can take you to the highest places of Gan Eden. Therefore, it's good advice to just sing a niggun to yourself to cheer yourself up. In Pasuk Tes Zayin through Chaf Aleph, Elisha related a prophecy, the three kings will totally decimate Moab. The next morning, at the time of the Korban Mincha sacrifice was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the desert of Edom became filled with water because of Elisha's miracle. All of Moab prepared for a battle against the three kings. In Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayashkimu baboker, Vayashemesh zarach al amayim, and when Moab got up in the morning and the sun was shining on the water, Vayiru Moab mineged amayim adumim kidam, and it appeared that the water looked like blood. Vayomru dam zeh, and they said, this is blood, because it was the way the sun was shining, it reflected the water to look like blood. A miracle had occurred, and they thought the water was blood. The people of Moab assumed the three kings had killed each other, and there were spoils ready to be taken. Vamidbar Rabbah explains, they merited to have the miracle of the water and the victory of the war because they went to visit the Tzaddik Elisha. When Moab reached the camp, the three kings started to completely decimate Moab. The king of Moab saw he was losing, so he took 700 swordsmen to try and kill the king of Edom, but was unsuccessful. In Pasuk of Zion, Vayikhles Banu Abachor Sher Yimloch Tachtov, and the king of Moab took his oldest son, who was going to rule after him, Vayalehu Ola Alachoma, and he laid him down for a sacrifice on the wall. Vayhi Katzav Gadol Al Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael became frightened, Vayisume Elav Vayeshu La'aretz, and they returned. They started to run away from Moab, and they returned back to their land. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamates Amud Beis, explained, why did Meshech, king of Moab, bring his son as a sacrifice? Rav learns, he brought it for a proper korban to Hashem. Therefore, when Hashem saw that the king of Moab brought a korban, and Klal Yisrael didn't, Yisrael's sins were aroused, and Hashem caused them to flee from Moab. Why did he bring his firstborn son? Because he wrongfully learned from Abraham to sacrifice a child for God's mercy. However, Shmuel learns he brought the korban for idol worship. This reminded Hashem, Yisrael also does idol worship, and therefore aroused judgment upon Klal Yisrael and caused Yisrael to flee. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.